On Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Good morning, Glenn. How did the bull treat you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm still rusty, to be fair. It was a fantastic 3 days. I couldn't back a winner, but met plenty of good people and had plenty of beers. So it was a great time.
It was a tough couple of days to come out in front. So we need to regather, recoup all our internal strength and try and get some winners this weekend. What's the trial setup been like, the jump outs? Because all the A graders are pretty much in the paddock or up north or elsewhere for the major carnival. So is this a time where it's actually quite good to find those that are flying under the radar?
Yeah, it certainly is. A lot of the lesser lights stepped up this week. So there was a couple of big-name horses that went around at Flemington last Friday, Michael, and I thought in particular Heat 1 was a really strong heat there. Dirty Work for Team Hawks. He's been freshened from a Sydney prep, and he returned with a nice jump out. He just sat behind the speed there and sprinted late to win the heat. It was a lovely return. He just pipped Viral from the Danny O'Brien stable, Michael, who was absolutely flying his preparation. We'll touch on her later. And also Miami Bound was given a strong piece of work for the Danny O'Brien stable there. She's in great form. Goes around the Andrew Ramsden on Saturday, and I love her work through the line. She's race fit, obviously, but she's going well.
So would you look at her and say, I don't know if you've done the form for the Ramsden, would you have her as your number one seed in the Ramsden?
Yeah, I would, Michael, just on form. But, you know, coming up a couple against a really a strong team from the Mara and Eustace stable, that stable at the moment with their stayers has been for 12 months, absolutely flying.
Another one from the O'Brien stable, and this is a horse that's got a lot of ability that went around in Heat 7, is Banquo.
Yeah, sure has. And he had time on us for the morning there in Heat 7, the 4-year-old horse. He hasn't been seen since the races October last year, but he impressed in his second jump out of the prep. He won a fast heat. He controlled the speed, shot away late. So we know he's got plenty of ability. And he's nominated for the Stradbroke Handicap, Michael, so he may have a run before he heads there.
All right. Then you're headed to Cranbourne. Well, who caught your eye at the Cranbourne jump outs?
Heat 6 was the fastest of the morning, and Away Game made her return to the jump out. She was given an easy time there. Finished third in the heat, close up. Bless her. Has had a stable change now with Busted and Young. She looks sharp running second throughout. We know she's got plenty of talent. And finishing off in fourth, given a quiet time but really hit the line strongly, was Hal Vorson. He was excellent first up, and he's ready to win next time out.
All right. Speaking of Busted and Young, Sierra Sue went around as well.
Yeah, good stakes class mare. She's building up nicely towards a return. She jumped out in Heat 13, so she's having her second jump out in a matter of weeks, and she accelerated quickly from the 400 to the winning post there. She cleared out ahead of some, you know, race fit gallopers, and she got a bit of class. So looking forward to seeing her first up.
Now, you've been to Mortlake as well?
Yeah, Heat 3, Shantara has been jumping out very strongly in the Western District for trainer Kylie Vella. She's a lightly raced 5-year-old mare. She's won 2 of her 3 career starts, and the stable always places their horses to advantage. And the way this girl's working, she'll be tough to beat in a benchmark 64 wherever she pops up.
All right. That's one definitely to put into the black book. Where do we go next? Bendigo?
Yeah, good set of Bendigo. Plenty of heats there. I thought the standouts were Heat 3, Lucky Sham for the Mitch Friedman stables. A lightly raced 3-year-old building a good record. He's a progressive type of sprinting filly. She settled at the rear of a small field there and sprinted quickly off a slow tempo. She's got a low rating of 62, so there's races for her around the country of Victoria. And in Heat 8, CNE, the unraced 2-year-old filly for Prime Thoroughbred, trained by Patrick Payne, produced a standout performance in the morning. She bounced out of the gates professionally. She was snagged to the rear, and she came with a blistering run down the middle, the outside in the straight there. The jockey barely moved on her. It was a really impressive jump-out win. She's a daughter of Winning Rupert. She fetched $80,000 at last year's Gold Coast Magic Million. She looks to have plenty of prominence.
All right. They are two to write down from the Bendigo jump-outs. And then at Mornington is where we wrap up the trial files for this week.
That's right. Yeah, Heat 1, I'm telling you, from the Amy and Ash Yagi stable, returned from 8-week let-up. Good piece of work this, just sat last at the turn and quickened up sharply there to poke through the field to finish third in behind some really speedy types. So he's been up a while and he's racing consistently and appears to be holding his good form. In Heat 6, John McArdle, trained 2-year-old filly, has yet to be named, but I was really impressed with the jump out of this girl by Better Than Ready out of Lady Enid. a grey filly from the same family as Fabergino. She's a really promising type. She stepped away slow, but she settled at the rear and just made a strong move at the 400, won that heat with ease. So she's certainly a horse to follow towards the debut.
All right, that's good for the Black Booker. Now, we need to find some winners this weekend. Where are we heading for those to follow?
It was a horse that was a bit of value tonight at Pakenham in race 6. A horse we've been following at the jump outs, had no luck first up. Race 6, number 3, A Lone Hero from the Luke Oliver stable. It's a hard race, but there's plenty of speed on. This horse will be coming from the back of the field and looks a good price there, about
$11. $11, Glennie?
Yeah, so a little bit out of my price range.
Confident each way?
Yeah, I am actually. It's a good chance.
All right, there's something for the Battlers. $11, A Lone Hero, race 6, number 3. Have you had a look at anything on Friday?
Yeah, Friday's a really good two-year-old race, race 2. Matt Kamani's got a good horse here. Well, it looks like a good horse anyway. Race 2, number 9, Smoke Winkins, a son of Flying Artie. And he's been really impressive in his country jump out. He comes up against a really smart one from the Danny O'Brien stable called Lafargue, who was also nominated for Flemington Saturday. So hopefully those horses split and we can back them both.
Yeah, okay. So, Danny said he hasn't made his mind up which way they're going as yet. So we'll wait and see whether we go with the split. And then you mentioned the other of Danny O'Brien's that he was keen on was Viral. Are you going to be backing it at Flemington on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I will be, Michael, and I think it's going to firm too. I'm really looking forward to this one. Really sneaky, quiet trial down at Werribee. Finished sixth, but worked through the line was superb, and then had that nice forward jump out at Flemington last Friday. So keen on Viral, race 8, number 12.
All right. He hasn't, as Danny said, traditionally been a first upper, but he's very happy with how he is going. Anything else catch your eye over the weekend? Have you looked at the Group 1s or any other races at Flemington?
I think that's... the Griffiths, the cock horse, is knocking on the door there on Saturday. I know she kind of is like that. Don't Tell the Boss. Looks well placed there, about that $12. I'll be having something each way. Rider change there. Horses racing really well without luck. So, yeah, it could be a chance.
All right. And if you were to give the listeners one tip who haven't been down to Warrnambool, for those who may be heading down there next week, what would your tip be of how to tackle the 3 days?
Practice. Practice before you get down there.
Start drinking now. Good on you, Glennie. Good luck over the weekend.
See ya.